Welcome back for the second episode of the podcast. I'm one of your co-hosts, Tim.
Am I a co-host?
Yeah, you can be a co-host now.
That is so cool. I am co-host Babacar. Welcome to our show.
Oh, okay. All right, we'll talk about that later. You'll have to ease into that. Okay, this is a long intro, but whatever. That's what we do.
You gotta set parameters first.
Anyway, we've tightened up the format a little bit from the first show on zero feedback because we just reviewed it ourselves. Mm-hmm. And we are going to I think we're gonna keep it on one topic or kind of riff on that a little bit, and then we're gonna end it by review a show this week, but we'll review other stuff in the future. And the show this week we're gonna talk about is the new NBC show Hannibal, which looks very interesting. Mm-hmm. Would you agree?
I would definitely agree.
Okay. Well, yeah. We'll end with that. But right now, the topic that we're putting out there is ideas. And that sounds very general, random, but here's the thing. Bob and I are going to pitch each other ideas that have been kind of just brewing in our heads, and we're going to hash it out. So they're kind of like half-baked ideas, and we're going to see how far we can get with that. So I'm going to let Baba talk about his idea, which I think is just awesome. And I am already on board with this, but I want to see how this plays out.
Beautiful. Okay, so my idea is actually a business idea. And I know this is not very smart to open up the business idea up to the, you know, just the general domain and completely lose my rights to it. But to be honest, I don't think it's actually ever going to be a business. I'm never actually going to make this business, but it's a great idea. So I was trying to think of, all right, what kind of business would I run? Well, you know what I really like? Loyalty programs. I think loyalty programs are spot on. I got a Starbucks card, and my Starbucks budget went from $5 a month to $50 a week just because I had a loyalty card and just because I knew
$50? I could earn stuff. That's a lot of Taylor Swift CDs to buy.
A lot of bracelets.
Yep.
Indivisible bracelets, and I felt like a community. It was awesome. But it was all about the fact that I had a Starbucks card. And then I realized, wait, okay, so the only advantage of that Starbucks card is monetary benefit, and I was only getting like 20 cents per purchase towards a new drink. So I'm like, okay, this isn't that great. And then I thought, all right, what else really gets my attention? Unlocking stuff. We talked about video games last time. I love unlocking things. And so I'm tying both of those in to an ice cream shop that I'm going to make. All right, and this ice cream shop is basically you're going to have to earn through a loyalty program what toppings you get.
Okay, so this is a great idea.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Anyone probably with business sense is probably like, this is a ridiculous idea. But for someone like me, who's interested in leveling up, you put that in real life, I'm on board.
Yeah.
Now, okay, we've talked about this a little bit before. Where do you start? Because you don't have access to everything, right?
No, you go like so. Let's say you're a brand new customer and you come.
Okay, I walk in for the very first time.
Very first time.
I'm seeing all sorts of flavors, all sorts of toppings.
They're all on the wall. There's gummy bears and there's sprinkles and there's all these different things.
I walk up to you.
You know what? I'm like, oh, do you have your card on you? And you say, I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
What card?
And I say, oh well, welcome to my shop. Everybody has to be a member in order to get ice cream. And if you don't want to, that's fine, but your only options are maybe like 4 or 5 different flavors of ice cream, maybe like 6 flavors of ice cream, and then maybe 5 different toppings.
That's already a lot of toppings. I'll tell you right there, that's already a lot of toppings.
You think that's a lot of
I think you need to put more incentive. You get like, you can have vanilla ice cream. You know what? You can't even have a cone or a cup.
I will
spoon it right into your mouth or your hand, but you can't have any more. That's it. You can have one scoop. I feel like if you just start, people will want to buy and be like, all right, I want 2 scoops of vanilla.
I'm jumping in there.
In a cup, but all right, continue.
And so they come in the first time and they see all this amazing stuff all around them. They're like, oh, I want mango slices. Oh, I want, you know, cookie dough, like actual chunks of cookie dough.
Yes.
Yep. But the more you shop there, the more toppings you unlock. And then, so as becoming a regular customer, you start to increase your value, and you can be like, "Oh wow, I've been
so you're talking about
this week. I can get coconut flakes.
So you're talking about like accruing points.
In a way.
You spend money, you get some sort of value. Okay.
Toppings.
I like that.
Right?
Can I put a little spin on it?
Uh-huh.
This is the idea room. So it's wide open, right?
Yeah, creation room.
I did something similar on the website.
Okay.
With an illustration I did.
Okay.
Which was badges for the workplace.
That's a great one. That's now, a good one.
The thing is, you earn these badges by doing just random shit.
Okay.
What if we take an idea like that and put it into this ice cream shop idea? I'm talking about, like, you do a random quest.
And then all of a sudden...
And then you unlock something in this ice cream parlor. Right. Like, oh my god, I just saw a double rainbow. I took a picture of it.
Ooh.
Now I get rainbow sprinkles.
Ooh.
How do you feel about that? I feel like...
Ooh, I like that.
So you can buy... I mean, like, I'm fine with, like, spending money.
Right.
Now I get points.
Right.
Like I'm part of the Subway Club.
That's right.
I get a free foot long after 6 subs. I know that because I'm in the club.
Yeah.
Now, what if... I like the idea of just doing random-ass quests.
Because you know what it does? It generates regulars. It makes people committed to...
Is this kind of like the Foursquare model now, what we're talking about?
Yeah. Except Foursquare, all you really get is... I mean, what do you get? You just get internet notoriety. That's it, right?
Well, it's the same thing. I think it's like the same thing as like these point-based systems. Like, you check in a certain amount of times, you get...
You get what?
You get points something like that.
I'm talking about giving you...
that's what I mean. Now, what if you put this... You build this as an app?
Okay.
So you still have the store aspect in real life, yep. But now this app applies to these quests you're doing.
I like that a lot. All right, so it could be take a picture of a Washington license plate.
And then what do you get?
And then you get chocolate malt balls or something like that. You unlock a different ice cream flavor or something like that. Ooh, I like that idea.
That's what I mean, you know?
I like that idea.
You have to like... I just think that would be... Awesome.
I think that's good. And then there's got to be some ridiculous ones. Like,
there's got to be ones that like you could, like, someone has to just go bananas on.
Yeah. Take a picture of you punting Dick Cheney, and you get a $5 scoop of ice cream with like a crumpled up $20 bill on top. Like, that's your, that's the premium.
That's like a...
That's the premium unlocked topping. It's funny.
You have to All right. So you're saying that you have to go punch a vice president. First, you have to make it pass as...
Former vice president. Come on.
I said to say former, didn't I?
Is it? Okay. Well, that's like one Secret Service.
There's still Secret Service. I feel like $20 is not enough.
I'm not paying people to go punch vice presidents. I'm just saying that the best topping you could make is a gold leaf or just money.
Something? Okay. Well, let's walk this back a little bit. Let's say, how do you level up and say, how do I get chocolate? How do I get strawberry? What are, like, the basic things? Like?
So, I like your idea, but the original idea was just the more you go, the more times you use your card and, like, clock in, the more toppings are and ice cream flavors are open to you.
Right.
And so, you start off with only getting vanilla chocolate and strawberry, and then maybe rainbow sprinkles. And then 5 times later... All of a sudden, you have 3-5 different flavors, and you have 10 different toppings. And the more you go, the more things you unlock.
That's a lot of ice cream.
It is a lot of ice cream. But it's all about loyalty. If this existed I would drop half my paycheck on it.
Which is why I think the quest idea is would work. I think that would breed even more loyalty.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I agree. This is a regular... Like, this is an ice cream for return customers. This is an idea of just getting as many people back in the door as possible.
Like, I imagine some guy going to, like, say if you wanted to have peaches on your ice cream.
Yeah.
You have to go to Georgia.
Yeah.
I imagine people just going to Georgia.
And I would happily slice peaches for them.
And then they get peaches. And they get peaches. And then I want to see, like, if I see someone, like, with an ice cream that has, like, I don't even know what you could put in it. Like birthday cake remix is an ice cream, right?
Yeah.
If I saw someone with birthday cake remix ice cream, like, how did you unlock that?
Yeah, and then you get hung. Oh, that's a great idea. That's a great idea. You know what? You get, sing all of the French Prince of Bel-Air theme song to me in the shop. You get a new topic. That's a quest right there.
That's a quest? That's a quest. See, I like that. See, I think that's right up your alley.
I would love to own that shop. Kill that shop. And you know what? It would make a ton of money because what happens is you get, like, we have an ice cream place right in Newton right now. Right. Okay? Everything's displayed for you right there. But all the money's in the ice cream. And that makes up for all the toppings. Like, ice cream is a ridiculous margins on it. It's like 90-whatever% margins. And so you fill up your bowl with ice creams and then they just waste all these toppings because they're all sitting there and no one uses them all. And they just have to throw them out at the end of the day. Like this, by doing this, you don't have to prep so much because people are earning their way up to the better toppings.
I think so too. And it's like a status thing.
Yeah, it is. That's exactly right.
It's like, oh my God.
I could get caramel sauce, baby. I've been going 17 times this week. I get caramel sauce.
That guy has chocolate dipped waffle cone. I don't want to know the shit he had to do to get that. I think the potential for this idea, I think it's awesome. I think it's off the charts.
Now I'm a little worried that we talked about this on the public domain. I'm a little worried.
But you know, if you talk about it on a podcast, you own it.
I'm pretty sure that's not true. That's
not true. I think it is.
We talked about a lot of the things in the last podcast that we did not own.
Well, we own this one. It's like one of those unspoken rules.
Well, what's it called? What's the shop?
Well, this is your idea.
I liked what you said, level up. I kind of like that. Whoa. I think level up's a pretty
call it level up, like level up ice creams or
level
something?
Level up ice creams. Level up a cone.
Oh my gosh. I'm just like thinking of like the ways people could just get this. Mm-hmm. You know someone, and it has to be app based, first of all.
I like that idea.
It has to be.
Talking about loyalty.
Like an iPhone app or. Blah, blah, whatever.
And you get this whole list.
Oh my God.
And then it shows like a check mark. So like
I mean, have you seen Foursquare?
I have not seen Foursquare.
The badges they have, they just look awesome. There's these little simple badges and then you just unlock them doing random stuff.
Should I give people badges? Like, yeah.
Like flair?
Yeah.
Why not? I don't see why not.
There's a pin that you can put on your lapel and it says, yes, I get coconut flakes.
I don't even know how you get coconut flavors. I think this is an idea we have to just... I don't know. If I was more tech savvy, this would already be in place.
Yeah.
I would have stolen this idea from you last year. Uh-huh. And I'd be like, Papa, what's this? A rake? Why do I have a rake? It's for all the money I have. Thanks for the idea.
We should call it second lunch.
Call it what's the...
Call the ice cream. Like, talk about, I'm going to go get my second lunch and it's ice cream. That's awesome.
Just the second lunch. Yeah.
Yeah.
We could do it.
My first lunch was food. My second lunch is ice cream. Like, because I'm a boss.
I just eat ice cream for any meal.
Any lunch?
I'll eat it for breakfast. Like, if you ask me to go to brunch, I'd be like, why aren't we at a Dairy Queen?
They're serving brunch at Dairy Queen, huh?
Yeah.
It's really healthy.
It's chocolate.
It's all organic. Well, what's your idea?
My idea. Okay. Well, I've got one idea, okay. And I might have another one that I'm kind of toying around in my
head.
Double
idea.
My idea isn't so much a business as it is a game.
Ooh.
Now I play fantasy football.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm not crazy about it. I just like the aspect of trash talking people week to week. In my league.
Okay.
That's what I'm in it for.
Okay. You just want to dominate.
I'm just here to dominate.
Okay.
Right. I'm like, you know, I'm like the guy who's like, oh, you know what? I'm going to get four punters or four kickers.
Yeah. Okay.
And then I'm going to sell them all. But some people take fantasy football like really, really seriously. Like it's like, they'll come up to you like complete strangers. It's like, yo, how's your fantasy football team doing?
Yeah.
That's like, that's what to lead off with. I want to prey on that.
You want to prey on those suckers.
By playing fantasy football.
So who's on your team? The fantasy players?
No. I want to draft the owners of fantasy football teams and play them against one another without them knowing it.
Okay. All right. So you're in a league. So someone's in a league. I'm in a league.
You're in a league.
I'm in a league with eight people.
You're in a league with eight people.
Okay.
Now I have a league that's drafting the eight of you.
Okay.
That or is drafting multiple people in leagues.
From all the leagues.
That we know, yeah.
Okay.
And then we're pitting you guys against one another.
So you're the one at the, everybody's at the bar, and me and my guy, we're playing fantasy football league, we're like trash talking each other about that, and then how do you win? I out trash talk the other person?
No. Who, if your team wins or whatever, those points come to me too.
Ooh. It's like a pyramid scheme.
It's a little bit harder. It's a Ponzi scheme. It is a Ponzi scheme. Mm-hmm. It's like, it's almost like Inception at some point on some basic level. Because I'm actually playing people to play against other people.
Yeah.
I think you have to do it within your league though, and you have to do it secretly.
It's double fantasy. Yeah, you got to do it secretly. That's definitely.
So true. I would take, so for example, I'm in my fantasy league, right? And there's 10 of us.
Right.
Now if I talk to like two other people,
okay,
be like, all right, let's draft
from your league,
from this league,
yeah,
and let's play this. It's like a game inside of a game.
It is a game inside of a game inside of a game.
But see, now once you start playing the owners against one another, now I'm gonna play mind games with these people.
Oh yeah,
I'm gonna push them to make decisions that they don't want to do.
No, that makes no sense.
So I don't even care about fantasy football at this point. I care about fantasy football.
You care about fantasies.
I'm just managing people.
You're a fantasizer.
I am a fantasizer. Oh. Romantifantasizer.
Romantifantasizer. Okay. All right. But then it's just gonna, you know, you're gonna be playing that, and you're gonna make fucking those people, make fun of those people, and then I'm gonna be playing fantasy.
Fantasy football. Exactly. That's what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. It's gonna be triple fantasies, and then people are gonna be quadruple fantasies.
And then this is how I destroy fantasy football. I destroy it from within, and I bring back the purity of the game.
Okay. Interesting.
I don't know what to call it. Oh, fantasy football.
Fantasy.
It's like playing. It's like having another life in Second Life. It's like if your Second Life character played Second Life.
Played Second Life. Yeah.
So that's
like The Office.
From The Office. Dwight did that.
Yeah.
Exactly. Second Life. That's exactly what I want to do. I just want to take it to the fantasy world.
To the point where football has absolutely nothing to do with it.
Oh, you know what? I don't know. Absolutely not.
Your stadium is more the bar where people are making fun of each other.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I like that.
I'm just all about manipulating people at a fundamental level.
I'm a player.
I'm a tactician.
Yep. You're a strategist.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What's your half idea?
Okay, my this other idea I have brewing. Is a terrible idea, now that I think about it. I want to take, all right, so every year, there is a draft, right, for sports.
Yes, there is.
We're talking about baseball, basketball.
Golf.
And no, there's no draft for golf.
I'm pretty sure.
Not that I know of.
It's secret draft.
Okay, secret draft. Then I'm not invited to that one, and I'm very upset.
Now you want to unlock that.
Are we playing some sort of game right now that I don't understand?
I'm saying I'm playing fantasy level up ice cream right now. So.
Okay, well, the idea I have is, what if a certain industry, right?
Okay.
Now let's say like Wall Street.
Sure.
What if they had a draft?
Ooh, you can pick your stock traders?
Out of college. That's what I'm saying.
You can scout your... Well, they kind of scout stock
traders. No, but I'm saying like the worst company in Wall Street gets first crack. So all these kids at Harvard, you know, like the top percent of their class. Mm-hmm. And I'm saying is what you do is you group a bunch of these kids together, right?
Okay.
Like who are the cream of the crop.
Yes.
And then you say that's like... This is like one group of kids.
Yeah.
That's like... And they're all the consensus number one. You can... Take those kids.
So all the like the IHOP management gets all the MIT people.
I think it do that. Yeah, like business, like Harvard Business School. IHOP could be like with the first pick. We take Matt Wynn from Harvard Business School. 5'7", fluent in Mandarin, with an economics minor.
He's gonna be our line cook.
Exactly. They just draft these kids to run their businesses.
I think this is the next step in capitalism.
I think this is actually the first step in communism.
You're going to go here because we're talking to.
Because we want you to. That's a terrible idea, but something that I've just been thinking about.
I like that. I like that idea a lot. all the failing businesses get a crack at coming back for who knows what.
Yeah, you're rebuilding.
Now, can you trade?
Oh, yeah, you can trade people. Yeah. No, we're turning the business world into the sports world.
This is absolute communism.
Is this communism? Did I just reinvent communism? Yeah, because like the owners own you. The owners own you. So they could be like, no, we need you to go over here now.
You're going to be a farmer now.
Yeah, and you have to like sign contracts.
Mm-hmm.
Except when you're drafted out of school, your contract is already decided for you.
Yeah.
Well, if you're like, they own you.
You got to go here.
They own you for like 3 years.
Yep.
Yeah, this is communism.
Yep, this is.
at some fundamental level.
Yeah,
we've just annihilated capitalism.
Except as people get older, instead of progressing in their career, they hit their like apex at like 30.
Their peak, yeah.
And then they're all the way back down again after that. You know? You got like CEO at 30, and all of a sudden, you're back to middle management.
Oh, you're like a sixth man.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't think about that.
Mm-hmm.
I feel bad for putting that idea out there.
I think I'm going to start a wiki page on that.
This is I think it's a hilarious concept.
Yeah.
You know, I was laughing the whole time I thought about this. I'm like, this is so dumb. This is hilarious, but this is so dumb. No one's going to do this. This sounds so cool to be drafted.
I like that.
Be like, oh, I hope I'm a high draft pick. No.
No.
No, this is just bad news all around. This is how Big Brother happens.
Uh-huh. It's almost best not to. You don't want to be the top draft pick.
Oof. Unless it's a pride thing.
Just to be number one?
Yeah, just to be number one.
The fry cook? And
I don't know if you'd be the fry cook. It's probably like, okay, now you have to oversee this region of IHOP. Yeah, you're a district manager. And like the whole thing is on you. You've got like a young, up and coming area.
Yeah.
And you gotta take that crew to the next level.
Chip on your shoulder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like all of a sudden, the weight of the world is on you.
Hmm. The weight of those pancakes.
Exactly.
Yeah. I like that one.
Hot, tasty
pancakes. I like that one a lot.
You like that one?
Yeah, that's a winner right there. I'm going to draft like crazy in my ice cream shop. I'm going to scout everybody.
Stanford law students? How legal is this?
I like that. Good. Those are some solid ideas.
I like those ideas. Hopefully you guys like them too.
Mm.
We'll see how that goes. If you guys have ideas, pitch them to us, or we'll talk a little bit more about that. But I'm pretty sure we'll definitely have some more ideas to pitch.
Yeah, and seriously, don't steal those ideas. I actually really.
Oh yeah, if I see Level Up Ice Cream come out, I'm gonna lose it. I'm gonna lose it.
I will be the mayor of it, but I'm gonna be a little upset.
I will be the Foursquare mayor of your awesome ass ice cream shop.
Because it's a great.
Because it's a great thing to do.
But I'm gonna be a little upset. Cry
a little bit. All right. Like we said earlier in the show, we're going to review things on a weekly basis. So the show we want to talk about was Hannibal, which premiered last week, I believe,
mm-hmm.
which is NBC's new show, which it looks like it's a prequel to the Silence of the Lambs movies, but it's kind of set. Did it look like it was set in now?
It had a lot of. Oh, you mean like, was it set back in the 50s?
No, like current time?
Or I guess 80s.
It looks like it's set now. It's kind of like now. It's almost like a reboot remake.
Yeah. It even has a lot of the same characters, like, oh man, what's...
Well, the main character's name is Will Graham. Hannibal, but...
The protagonist, yeah.
But it looks like it's a story through Will Graham's, his point of view, who's like the young FBI...
Yeah, profiler?
I guess. He's like a special... He's like a special agent, but what's interesting with his character is that he's kind of on that psychopathic spectrum too.
He's on the autism scale or the Asperger's scale.
He's close to Asperger. He says it in the show. He's close to.
Yeah, he's more on that side than the psychopath scale.
Which causes him to empathize with the killers or the serial killers, which is
in a pretty insane way. Like he visualized himself as the serial killer, and then he actually feels the emotions of the serial killers and all that kind of stuff.
I'm just gonna say right off the bat that visually and tonally, the show looks amazing.
It is really.
It looks nothing like a broadcast network TV show. It looks like something you expect on like AMC.
Yeah.
Even like these even like on like Showtime or something like that.
Yeah.
Or FX. Mm-hmm. It's you see the show and you don't think it's on NBC, and it's just they directed the hell out of it.
There were a lot of dead women for NBC.
Oh, I thought it was
a lot of them.
The blood was very in your face.
It was.
It was in everyone's face. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm surprised they got away with a lot of it.
Yeah, it was. A lot of throat slitting. Like family throat slitting.
Oh, yeah.
It was pretty gruesome. Yeah.
But I think.
And it's on Thursday night's comedy night for NBC.
That's how they end it.
Yeah.
That's how they end Thursday night comedy night. We get, it's Go On. Go On is the show now that ends it, which is the,
I guess that's kind of.
Matthew Perry, like. So they're kind of like, yeah, because I think that's about like a lovable group of group therapy people.
Yeah, people in group therapy.
And then we just ease it right into Hannibal.
This is what happens if you don't go to group
therapy. Exactly. This is like, this is a cautionary tale.
People. You eat everybody.
But,
Matthew Perry is one therapy session away from eating everybody.
Exactly. Well, okay. How did you like the premiere?
I liked the premiere as a show. If this was a one-time thing, the show was it was good. I liked the show. It kept you on your toes. It was one of those shows that they write it very intelligently. There's a lot of intellect in there, and there's a lot of planning ahead, and they did a lot of research in crime drama and all that kind of stuff. I'm extremely, extremely confused on how this is supposed to play out. You know, I mean, it's if this was like a movie, if they geared this as a movie, this is a great protagonist, this is a great antagonist, all that kind of stuff. But I have no idea how the story's supposed to change.
I agree. It seems like they put all their cards on the table.
Yeah.
On the very first episode.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause it's centered around Hannibal, right? Well, it's centered around Will Graham, but it seems like the thing is, they're working together. Will.
Yeah, so you're talking about one of the best serial killers and criminal minds, and like he's also an extremely genius psychologist, so he understands all that kind of action. Working side by side, one of the best profilers in the FBI, and what is it? Like,
they're both
two episodes before he figures it out?
Well, yeah, I mean, like, I don't know where. I don't really know where it goes, which is interesting, but also. A very tough place to be in as a showrunner, I think.
I thought Will was going to figure out the first episode.
That he was chasing Hannibal as well?
Yeah.
Because there's another serial killer, right? Which they find in the...
I feel that every episode there's going to be another serial killer that they're working together.
So it's... Yeah, right. I have a feeling it's going to be like one of these procedural CSI, Law and Order type shows. Which I'm not a big fan of these top-down procedurals.
I think it's a good
Here's a mystery.
Yeah.
And then they solve it by the end of the episode. I'm much more interested in like the long form storytelling.
Agreed.
That you see on these non network shows.
Agreed.
Like your Mad Men's, like your I don't know, pretty much anything like on FX.
Yeah.
Has these long form stories.
But I don't feel there's any way if they try to hit the long form style of this, it's inevitable that they're gonna figure each other out. Hannibal already knows, but it's inevitable that Will's gonna figure out Hannibal's a serial killer. And then where does that lead them? Then it's just Hannibal running away and
right. I think this would be a great miniseries.
Oh yeah. I completely agree.
I don't know, because they stretch these episodes out, or not these episodes, the seasons out. These things run for like 16 to 20 episodes.
That's true.
I don't think I want to see 20 episodes of them chasing down serial killers.
Nah.
I know, I'm sure people definitely want to see that.
Yeah.
Like, just like all these other procedural shows, but I don't know if I'm going to stick around for that. I'll give it a few more shots.
Yeah.
I'll definitely check out the next episode and see what they do, but I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to stick with it.
It's a weird balance between the characters being too rich. And also, two directional. Like it's just.
Well, did you like? Did you well? Okay. Did you like the Did you like the casting of Hannibal?
I
forget his name. Hold on.
I did actually think he was pretty good. I think it would have been very tough to cast a young. What's his name?
Well, it's Mads Mikkelsen, who was Le Chief in Casino Royale.
Yes. Yep.
He cried the blood.
Oh, that's right.
I didn't think he was a great Bond villain.
No,
but he was interesting. He's a better Hannibal but as Hannibal,
kills it.
I think that's very interesting as a choice because yeah. he's. It's saying here he's Danish, when Anthony Hopkins is. He's British in Silence of the Lambs, isn't he? Or does he play?
He's European.
Well, he's definitely not. British. He's definitely not Danish.
Yeah, he's not Danish, but.
But they're Hannibal now in this remake / reboot.
Yeah.
It's pretty clearly like Danish, Austrian in that.
Definitely Central.
In that because of his accent.
European, yeah, yeah. I'm a little more interested in seeing how Lawrence Fishburne plays out because his character, portrayed by the actor in Silence of the Lambs, is very different from how Lawrence Fishburne's playing it. So it's very interesting to see how he fits into the character because I've read the book, Silence of the Lambs.
Okay.
And I think that actually Lawrence Fishburne would be pretty good in that character. So it's going to be interesting seeing how that plays out.
As his tight ass type of...
No, he wasn't very tight ass. He was...
Because I didn't read the book and I vaguely remember the movie. I mean, I've seen it.
Right. They've been playing like crazy on TV recently.
I wonder why. Probably has something to do with Go On and The Office. Gotta catch that Scranton Strangler.
That's right. Oh, it all ties in. All ties in. Uh-huh. Next week, Community's gonna be doing a Silence of the Lambs episode. I don't know. I think it was a successful pilot. I'm very interested in the show. I'll definitely watch it.
Did you like the main character?
I liked the main character. I liked Will. I just think that you're talking about two trucks. I think the protagonist is too strong and the antagonist is too strong, and I feel that that is too much going on.
Really?
For it to last.
To go on.
So a situation like this, what happens is usually they'll have to force themselves into a corner where they have to add extra characters and they have to come up with weird little plot twists, and it usually doesn't work out. I think the foundation's a little flawed. Right. But it's a good show.
Yeah, I'm definitely interested. I liked it.
Yeah.
But I'm not head over heels on it.
Yeah.
Enough that I will check it. I will check it out in the weeks to come.
What do you think about Will?
Will. I did like Will. I could not get a read on him. It's probably because he played his character really well.
Yeah.
That I could not understand him for. Yeah. Some of the aspects, because socially he just doesn't. He doesn't function as well as.
I think he's got that Asperger's thing. They showed that no eye contact was a little too forced.
That was a little I thought that was a little heavy-handed.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. With the where he had to explain that. But I think that's actually played by Hugh Dancy.
Is that Will?
That's Will, uh-huh. Who is married to Claire Danes. Really? Have you seen Homeland?
No.
Well, I think she got a Golden Globe off that, or an Emmy.
Really?
She probably got both.
I saw the SNL gaffe on it, and that was pretty funny.
On Homeland? She's also playing a very similar character to her husband.
Really? That's cool.
Exactly. So I'm wondering, are they just trying to one-up each other right now?
Yeah, who can be the weirdest?
Who can be the best loner? Because she plays an FBI employee as well, or CIA. Doesn't matter. She works for the government, and she's chasing down people as well.
Well, she got a Golden Globe now, so I'm pretty sure she's at right now.
So that household must be just like the weirdest place when they're not working.
They're probably the coolest, funniest people we've ever met.
The most laid back. Well, I think that's pretty much what we want to do with this show this week. We talked about some ideas. We hashed them out. I think we agree that Level Up Ice Cream is.
It's gonna kill it. This is gonna kill it.
If someone puts this together,
I'm gonna be pissed.
I want a producer credit on that.
And then I want to make a seafood place where you go there and the only thing you can get is shrimp. And then the more you go, you start getting crab.
Okay, now you're just getting greedy. Now you're just.
Actually, no. The first thing you get is tartar sauce, and then the more you go, the more.
That's going to be the worst family dinner ever. You can have tartar sauce.
You got to earn it. Well, son, you should have come here more.
Okay, well, I think that's gonna do it for this week. Thank you guys for listening again. You can put some comments below, questions, or you can email me at getsecondlunch.com@gmail.com. And we'll see you next time.
Yes.
Later.
Great pleasure.